large in our response. The most hopeful impact of city life may be its effect on the mind. Humans are social animals. We draw stimulation from other minds close at hand. Plato and Socrates both lived in 5th century BC Athens, a city-state. Galileo and Michelangelo lived in Renaissance Florence. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak grew up in a Western U.S. conurbation that includes Silicon Valley. The young, agile minds at work on the next big thing are probably tweeting. They live, as author William Gibson points out on page 88, in a kind of digital meta-city. Chances are they're living in a physical city, too. Technology is reshaping city life and making it more intellectually productive. But it will not soon replace the easy interchange of ideas that comes from casual proximity, the cornerstone of city life. This issue of Scientific American celebrates the city as a solution to the problems of our age. We've tried to present it in the true urban spirit. Best ideas forward. Next, in The Social Nexus, Carlo Rotti, a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Department of Urban Studies and Planning, and Anthony Townsend, a research director at the Institute for the Future, report on how a city's inventiveness can be enhanced. The best way to harness a city's potential for creativity